At the National Center for Civil and Human Rights Thursday, team officials spoke to an invited group the team says was made up of business and civic leaders. The forum's title, Race and Gender in Sports. In 2014, the Hawks' then general manager made what some considered a racially charged remark about a player. Then an email surfaced from the team's co-owner saying black fans were keeping white fans away from games. Civil rights activist Markell Hutchins, who at the time demanded a meeting with officials regarding those comments, now says the Hawks are making a step in the right direction.
Progress is certainly being made, slowly but surely. Obviously, we would like for things to progress more rapidly than they have, but Steve Koonin and his leadership team have kept their word to us.
But civil rights activist Joe Beasley says he and others who pushed the Hawks for a change weren't invited.
You know, and that's what it bothers me when we have these farce meetings.
The team said it invited a representative from Beasley's group, the Rainbow Push Coalition. LEU WEBE News.